Hello, pretty people. How are you doing today? Happy Sunday and all the days that come this week.
Okay.
My name is Naye, and this is episode 6 of Don't Say Podcast. And today, in this episode, I've got my very good friend, Mr. Books Ebukachukwu, is here.
Yes.
And I'm very happy that you're here. Ebuka, say hi to the audience.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ebukachukwu. And I'm very grateful to be here today.
Yeah, I'm very happy that you're here too. So Ebuka and I were having a conversation, and we were talking about this whole, was basically about African parenting, like the African parenting method, actually, how our parents sort of already have this whole, okay, it was mostly about them choosing our careers. Was that like the path we are going through? Yeah. Not like the whole discipline stuff, Sha.
Yeah.
But it was mostly about choosing African parents choosing career paths for their children.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured out that, okay, I've actually figured this out like a long time ago, that our parents sort of want you to live their dreams, like the dreams that they could not accomplish before.
Yeah.
Like they now want their kids to now, you know, go with that dream. And then when you are, because everybody grows up and then they have their whole, you know, what actually interests them and things that they want to go into.
Yeah.
But then because their parents are pushing them into what they want them to do, so they now get confused. That's actually what most people are very confused, like in secondary school, like,
yes,
people are 16 years, 15 years old, they don't even know what they want to be anymore. It's not like they don't know what they want to be. It's just that they are confused. Their parents are telling them, I want you to be this, and they want to be that.
Yes.
And then, well, Nigerian economic situation is not even helping,
yes,
the matter.
Thank you.
So we're talking about, like, has it actually been very helpful? Like, has the parents choosing careers for their kids, has it done more good than harm? So I don't know, Ebuka, what do you think?
To me, actually, to be sincere right now, like, parenting, African parenting as a whole, like, I'll say that actually they have done a little bit of harm.
Really?
Yes, it has done a little bit of harm.
But how?
It causes a lot of confusion to these kids. Oh, we are children, we have our own mentality. Don't bore you with your whole dream and stuff. You know, somehow maybe kinda you failed in having yours. So you now want us to, you know, kind of live your dream for you, which is not actually nice.
Well, it's not about being nice. I feel like with the whole, everybody already knows how our parents are very strict, right? They don't,
yeah,
really care about what you're going through. It's like this whole adage that says that, I don't know, it says something about putting an adult putting a child's hand in fire, and then that the child's hand will not burn. Something like that. So
really?
It's like, yeah, there's an adage. I don't know how to say it, but it's an adage like, adage like that. But then, like, it's like, I feel like it has not done that much harm.
Really?
Yeah, honestly. Like, I feel
it
like, okay,
it brings in confusion. There's a lot of confusion.
Yes, it brings confusion.
Do you know what? That's why you see a boy now,
mm-hmm,
that is around maybe 16, 17,
mm-hmm,
in secondary school.
Mm-hmm.
Let me even tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was in secondary school,
mm-hmm,
like, during our, now, okay, now I say stream, when we are about to graduate,
mm-hmm,
this kind of, the brother kind of brochure,
mm-hmm,
like, we write what you're, closely, like, I can say 90% of science they're doing medicine. Doctor.
Their parents are going to see the brochure, so they don't want them to follow. Actually, I put what my parents wanted because they were still going to read the brochure, and then if I wrote
so
what
yeah,
I
yeah,
actually
all
wanted,
these things, I don't make it to impress them, to give them this kind of impression that you want it to be a good, you want to be a good child or something like that. So you do not see as one kind of black sheep of the family.
Oh well. Yeah, it's true, but then they do it with good intentions. Like, why parents want most of their kids to be in a medical profession, maybe a doctor or a nurse,
yeah,
preferably, is because as the economic situation is right now in Nigeria, it is like
the only profession.
It's not like the only, don't say that. It's like, it's not, okay, they have greater job prospects, right?
Yeah.
And they get paid well. So it's like your parents are trying to secure your future for you. Like, and I get it. Like, my parents are like that too. Like, I am, you know, I don't have to talk about like my parents are like, but I actually get where they're coming from. It's like they love you so much, they don't want you to suffer, so
yes,
they want you to go into the profession that everything is going to be taken care of for you. But then where it becomes a problem is like when you really want something different for yourself, or maybe when you can't actually even do that thing that they want you to do. Like medicine. Now, medicine is not for everybody, right? Even if you're academically intelligent enough to study medicine, it doesn't mean that it's for you. Like most people, like when we were growing up, most people went into science because they said that they're intelligent. Now you feel like if you're intelligent, go to science. If you're dumb, go to arts. That's insane. So I feel like the confusion comes in. Like I'm very sure I was very confused about what I want to be. I sort of knew what I wanted my life to be like, right? But I was confused about what career I wanted, because I think I've changed like what I want to be like 1 million times. And then in this one, I wanted to be an accountant.
Okay.
Why? Because my sister was studying accounting.
Okay.
Then in JS2, I think I wanted to be a soldier.
Soldier?
Yeah, I felt like I watched one movie like that and I fell in love with soldiers. I still love soldiers, like American soldier, not Nigerian. Thank you very much. But, but then I think there was a time I wanted to be an engineer, a mechanic actually.
A mechanic?
Yeah, a mechanical engineer. I wanted to build cars, not mint cars, thanks.
Okay.
And then, that was when I was obsessed with cars. And then, well, that would be coming down to like SS1, SS2, everything started becoming, you're going to become a doctor or you're going to become a nurse. And then, maybe one of my family members are going to listen to this podcast. That's why I'm not going to be so outspoken about like what happened that period. But has it done more harm than good? Sometimes this kind of stuff actually drifts parents away from their children.
A lot.
Because then if you're not doing that thing that they recommended for you now, they're going to find fault with every single thing. In fact, like
every single thing. That is like, the issue.
You
gotta make them super proud in doing that thing you want to do if they will allow you to do it.
It's not even about you. You have to survive, you have to succeed exceedingly. Like very well. For them to be like, okay, this thing actually works. But while we are even in that process, it's not going to be easy. I can promise you. That's like, even right now, like if a jump candidate now comes to tell me that he's confused and his parents want him to do medicine, I'll say, "Oga, please do medicine." Because the next, honestly, like do what your parents want, because it depends on the kind of parents. Right? If you're like parents like my own, my dear, do what they want, because you're going to be miserable for the rest of doing whatever else that you want to do. I'm serious. They're going to intentionally make it miserable. So yeah, it actually depends.
So would you say it actually does a little bit of harm? It does.
Yeah, it does now, because it drifts the family away.
Okay.
Now, like it's like the parents are seeing you as a very stubborn child, as someone that doesn't have sense, as maybe they might even write you off. It depends on the level of disappointment that they have on you.
Yeah.
Maybe especially when maybe you are like very intelligent, or they see you as very intelligent, and then you choose like I was telling my mom about a friend of mine that is doing I think chemical engineering, and she was like, I don't get how somebody's going to be so intelligent and can't do a rubbish course. And I'm like, mommy, who said that chemical engineering is a rubbish
course? What does?
So, my dear, you can imagine, like, it's like they put a whole expectation on you.
Yeah.
And it gets heavy. It's actually heavy. Because now it's as if you're living your life for them.
Okay.
That's what most people are actually doing.
Yeah.
So, and if you're not doing that, then you become sort of like their enemy. In the family. But then this whole thing that we're going with following your dreams and doing what you love, I'm all for it, Sha. But then personally, because of the economic situation in Nigeria, I feel like Omo, you have to eat first before you follow your dreams.
Yes, actually. Yeah, you have a point there, actually. Yeah. You have a point.
And that's what the African parenting method is trying to do. They are trying to get you to be comfortable. They don't want you to take risks.
But there are other professions that you can do that will make it... Like, medicine just... Actually, if it's just based on luck, actually, and grace. Well, see,
what is based on luck and grace?
Like, even the guy medicine, mm-hmm. like the whole medicine and nursing stuff. Mm-hmm. Why most people go for nursing? Why most Nigerians go for nursing?
Just because they can't travel abroad.
Why even not travel abroad?
Well, you still have good prospects in Nigeria.
Good prospects in Nigeria. Do you know what you pay nurses in Nigeria?
Well, I don't know.
There are other professions that they pay them way, like, I can even tell you, they can pay them way like 10 times more.
No, the thing is, it's about, how will I put this in English now? It's like, yeah, there are other professions that pay very well, like petroleum engineering.
Engineering
pays a lot, but then how many people get a job from petroleum engineering? Like, if we graduate 100 people now, how many people are going to get that great job that is paying them 1 point something or 2 point something in a month?
That is really.
You can actually count it. So, but then if you graduate, like, okay, I feel like we are hyping medicine and nursing too much in this episode.
Okay.
So, and we're not medicine, and we're not doctors or nurses. So please, we are done talking about this rubbish. But then you're telling me something about, what were you talking about then?
Concerning...
About this whole African parenting method thing.
Okay.
Were you saying that...
Is it then taking charge or what?
It's not about it.
Or coming to the competition part?
Yeah. About competition, about
among themselves.
Yeah, parents comparing themselves to other parents.
Let me come into this now.
Yeah,
like parents comparing themselves, like being a family
mm-hmm.
whereby your dad is a lecturer
mm-hmm.
or your dad is a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And
you decide to become a businessman.
Become a. Your name is sorry. Your name is sorry. Like, just know that there is problem. There will be problem.
Yeah.
Because actually, as he is now a doctor or a lecturer, he has friends
who are forcing their children also.
And him now seeing them. And funny, but they normally used to stay in one garden. So being in one garden,
I don't know about that.
Like, kind of. They see the same in church or see the same outside. Like, hey, how are you?
It's
fine.
True. They're not talking about
your son.
Yeah.
Oh, your son.
I hate that shit.
Oh my god. Your son. Oh, he's in finance. Yeah, medicine. Oh, that's so good.
Where is your own? Son? Your own? Like, no.
No.
Yeah,
like,
that
oh,
thing actually used to hurt parents so much.
That is
not
the
actually
main
know.
Reason.
That's actually
why
the main reason.
They
I mean.
Are forcing their children to do a course
so that they can brag about it.
Brag. Like, literally, like, if it comes to my house, like, any visitor that comes to our house, before I be like, have you met my children?
You call
the first one. Come on, greet. So, she's just the graduate of accountancy in Finland. The next person, oh, this one is he just got an internship. So, he will call all of you.
That's I feel like okay, maybe that
they have this kind of inner joy,
yeah,
when they are
bragging about their kids.
So, if you're not among people that are bragging about, it's a problem,
yeah, it's true. If you're not about, I like the way you put it, if you're not one of the people that are bragging about,
there is a problem,
it's true. But then I feel like parents should actually give their children some air, like some space to breathe. Because, my dear, everybody. In as much as I get that they have good intentions, right? But then your children actually come out and they find things that interest them and they have talents and stuff that they want to do with their life. Like, when you're on your own, what do you think about? It's not how you are going to live your life, how you want your life to be.
Life.
So it shouldn't really be, I feel like they should allow their kids as much as they can.
As much
to
as
do
they, see,
what
job,
they would want to do.
Job
and
is
you
only
know,
to guide. Like, just to guide.
Well,
to
that's
enforce.
Not what they told them. That's your own business. Most parents are enforcing and...
It's to guide. Look at this. Just...
Then choose.
Not, you must do this. You must do that. Then it's not left for you to now choose which one you want to worst. Like, as in, it's getting so...
Well, I can't, like I said, it depends on your family's financial status.
Yeah.
Because if you are this kind of a politician's daughter, it doesn't really matter what you study, my dear. You are made, guy.
Yeah,
you are made. But if you're like a middle class salary earning family. Mm. They are trying to get better in their financial life. Yeah. So they wouldn't want liabilities or you doing a job that's actually not going to. In fact, me, I don't even know. So I'm just trying to say that in as much as they come off as really strict and very, very dictative,
yeah,
they actually have good intentions. And then they should actually, like, I've seen some families that come and meet in the middle. Like, they compromise and they're like, okay, this is what you want. All right, so this is how we can get what you want, and then we'll merge it and somehow.
Yeah. But then, most parents.
Well, the thing is, we are evolving, actually.
Yes.
They are evolving because their parents were really strict with them, too.
Yes.
So, them, they are less strict because just like how we are going to be less strict with our children than our parents are.
Yes, yes.
And that's just how we are going to be.
Yes.
Anyway, Sha, this has been a very nice conversation, because I am very glad that you are here for this podcast. Right? So, this is Calling It a Wrap for episode 6. Thank you so much for listening up until this point. This is Don't Say It Podcast. My name is Nay, and I am your number one constant and your host. You can follow us on Facebook at Don't Say It Pod, and also on Instagram at Don't Say It Pod. Don't forget to leave your comments and your reactions on our post on Instagram. I'll see you next time.
See you.